This documentary, entitled Feeling Fresh, was written and produced by Wired FM. It was funded by the Broadcasting Commission of Ireland under the Sound and Vision Scheme.
First year at college can be extremely tough for all students. For the majority, it is their first time leaving home, and they are still in their teens. This programme looks at students in Limerick who have got involved in sporting activities during their freshers' year at college. We'll speak to students and those behind the scenes about the importance of sports in their lives and the highs and lows of what is involved. Firstly, we ventured out into the college campus to find out how the students feel about sport in college.
I play hockey once a week. I play, it's good to get out and get active, and you meet a lot of people as well through playing sports.
I have played Gaelic football in the college, and it's a good chance to kind of meet people within the college, other young fellas that were being put in your ear and stuff like that. Just get to know them and get the crack or whatever.
It's a good social outlet, and it's good to get healthy and keep fit and not just be studying and going out all the time.
I think it's very important for first years, especially for making friends and stuff. And with such a small college, it's great that we're able to compete at a very high level.
You have a lot more energy. You're kind of fitter, so it transcends into the educational side of things, with work and things like that. You're able to kind of step away from the books and approach, come back to them, and they kind of come back with a new vigour, so it's very important in that sense as well.
I think it's really important as the balance between doing work and going out to get you out and get you exercising.
My name is Richard Bowles. I work in the PE area of the Department of Arts Education, Physical Education in Mary Eye, and I've been here for almost 5 years at this stage.
What are the benefits of playing sport in college?
One of the major benefits for them would be, particularly for first years, it helps them to get to know other students, first years and other students within the college. So it is a huge social benefit for them, particularly for students who come to college who may not know very many other people in Mary Eye. It's a great way of getting them to meet new people, get involved in clubs and teams, and it helps them to settle in, particularly during the first semester. There are also obviously health benefits of being involved in sport, and there's the chance for people who are interested in playing competitive sport to represent the college in national and even international competitions.
And how can sport benefit education?
I think people who are involved in sport and who give a lot of time to it are often very, very rounded individuals who also are good at prioritising their time in general, and they're quite well motivated to take part in their sport, but are also very motivated in looking after their studies. As with the old Latin saying, mens sana in corpore sano, can apply in that a healthy mind leads to a healthy body. And vice versa, so that people who are involved in sport, I think it can be a huge benefit to them. It helps them to settle into the college, and I think when they're happy within themselves and they're confident within the college, then I think their education benefits as well.
And have you noticed any changes with freshers regarding their commitment to sport?
I don't know if there's been a change in first years, but I think a lot of first years are very interested in taking part in sport. Many of them come to the college and they are high achievers in particular competitive sports, team games, Gaelic games, soccer players, that kind of thing. We have also a lot of very talented individual sports people who've come into the college in the last number of years. I suppose the biggest challenge is for freshers who come in really enthusiastic in first year is to keep them involved. So maybe the changes in participation rates are seen maybe after the first or second semester when students find other things to do. But generally, freshers, particularly in semester one, are very enthusiastic to try a lot of new things, and sport would be one of those things.
In your own opinion, are Limerick students healthy?
It's hard to evaluate how healthy students are in Limerick in general, but I think around the college here, A lot of students use the facilities in Talton. The weights room is always very busy, particularly in the evenings. And now that the weather has gotten a little bit finer, there are lots of students out using the walking or jogging track around the playing pitches. So there seems to be a lot of people taking part in recreational activities like that. Plus, there are a huge amount of students, considering our numbers, take part in competitive sports within the college. So I think that does contribute to their general health and well-being.
So how do you think first years can be encouraged to take part in college sport?
The important thing for first years when they start in Mary I suppose, would be to find societies and clubs that they have a particular interest in. Many first years will take part in activities they're already familiar with, but Freshers Week and the first few weeks in college gives them also a chance to take part in activities they've never tried before. So the first few weeks in college, it's really important for the various clubs and societies to actively recruit freshers into the different sporting activities. I think if they can start off well in the first few weeks, they can be encouraged to take part throughout their years in college here.
Some Mary I students must take part in physical education. Do you get more positive or negative attitudes from the students?
All of our BEd students and postgrad and education students have mandatory PE classes as part of their course. But I think in general, despite the fact that it's mandatory, generally the attitudes of these students towards PE is very positive. The structure of the courses we would run for them would be a mixture of theory and practice, but there would be a strong emphasis on the practical elements of taking part and having fun and enjoyment through physical activity. And because of that, I think it's very different in focus from many other areas where the focus would be on sitting and listening for the duration of a class. So I think that helps to give the students positive attitudes, and they partake willingly in the activities that we have in class.
So how would you advise a first-year student to balance education and sporting commitments?
For first-years coming into college, it can be quite daunting. They're faced with meeting a whole range of new friends. There are a whole new range of activities that they might be interested in getting involved in, and of course there are the educational issues they need to balance. But I think if they're involved in sport, as I said already, students who have a strong commitment to sport are very often motivated in other areas as well. And I think being involved in sport can actually benefit their education and help them to have a rounded view of college life, where both their sporting activities and their education can prosper.
And how can sport benefit education?
I suppose it's hard to pick out major differences between students who are involved in sport and those who are not. But from my experience involved in PE and involved in college Gaelic football teams, I think the students who do take part in sport certainly have a wide range of friends. They seem to have a good social life based around the people they meet and the people they play with on those teams. And they get a chance to represent the college, and I think that does help them to feel part of the college while they're here, whether it's 3 or 4 years. And I think in general, again, people who are motivated to take part in college sports do balance their other requirements, the academic requirements, very well, and I don't think it affects them academically. I think if anything, other research would suggest that people who are involved in sport and physical activity actually do better academically.
There are various different team sports in Mary I. So we spoke to some first years who have joined teams.
My name's Cormac, I'm 17, I'm in Mary I and I'm playing football and rugby for the college, and I'm from Innisfier in the Aran Islands, and actually I love college here, it's brilliant.
My name is Sean Dineen and I'm come from West Cork. I'm doing the B8 course in Mary I. Yeah, football, you know, a bit of soccer as well, but football mainly. Because I couldn't study in Cork because you can't become a primary school teacher, but I would have studied in Cork otherwise. But Limerick is a nice old place too. It was, I suppose, yeah. Do you know, at home, you know, you'd have the comfort of home, but up in Limerick, you know, you'd have a bit of crack, you know. You know, you've good facilities as well to train with, which is important.
And do you find it hard to juggle between studying and playing sport?
No, because I see sport as an outlet, you know, from the study, a break from the study. So, I mean, you know, it's good to get a break from study to go play sport. It's something to look forward to, and I enjoy that part of it.
If there's a football match, you get a pass for the lectures you're missing. If, for example, if we're going down to Tralee, you'd have to leave at 4 in the afternoon. You might be missing two lectures, and then you'd get a pass for them. You wouldn't kind of lose any marks. And I'd say, you know, the college work, the training wouldn't get in the way of the college work. I'd make sure it doesn't, because it's kind of college work is the most important thing. Some, yeah, I'd miss a few lectures, and some of them might be important stuff, but I don't mind that at all. It's just because you can get notes off the land and everything like that, so it's no problem.
I think college football would be a step or two below club football, personally, but maybe I could be proven wrong in the coming years. I'm not too sure.
And have you played freshers and senior football in the college?
Yeah, I have, yeah. But I know seniors is very high standard, but I think the club football would be more intense because of the pride everyone has for it and other clubs. College, I think that's some lads just do it for the day off or the DAS, you know.
It's grand, yeah. I'm the only, at the moment, I'm only the only first year on the rugby team. But it's grand because I don't know, they're sound and they help you out. In the football now, it'd be a bit harder to get along with them, because there's two different teams, there's freshers and seniors, so the freshers would be just the first years and stuff. So I think it's about the same, just there wouldn't be much different between outside college and here, but I'd say there'd be nearly more competitiveness here, and kind of you'd have to be more tougher and stuff. So I play sport. Just I say it's fun. I love team playing, making the friends and stuff. And fitness, I'd say, would be one of the most things. And yeah, it's just I just love kind of competitive sports. We'd have matches, I'd say, maybe two matches a week. Sometimes, but we haven't had a rugby match yet, because we've only started up with the team since this year. And we've just kind of made up. We just barely have 15 players. So I can't actually wait for the first match, because I actually never played rugby before college. So that was good. My dad used to play rugby, so I was always interested in watching rugby. I really like it, because it's just you're representing a team. Like I always like kind of was into team sports, and I always liked representing. For example, just the Aran Islands, my home team. I always loved playing football for them, and it's brilliant.
We went to the All-Ireland semi-final and we were playing DCU up in Laois, and we lost by 2 or 3 points. It was disappointing. We should have won, but you know, these things happen.
And did you have to play many matches to get as far as the All-Ireland semi-final?
I think we played about four or five matches to get that far.
Was this knockout basis?
No, it was based in the league, but the top two in the league qualify for the All-Ireland series. It was 4 or 5 colleges, and then the top two of those 4 or 5 colleges qualify for the latter stages of the All-Ireland.
And do you think, obviously there's potential in this team, do you think he can go on to bigger and better things next year?
Oh yeah, I would say so. Although there's a good few of the senior team leaving the Trinch Cup team, there's still a good few dedicated, fresher players there. So I think we can do a job or two.
And final question there, Sean. What advice would you give to someone who's coming into college about playing sport and stuff?
Oh, I'd highly recommend it. Definitely play sports. No, you can make friends easier that way, and it's a good way to keep fit, healthy, and it's enjoyable if you have any interest at all in sport.
Just get involved. It's a great way to make friends, and it's brilliant. It's just you're representing your college, and you can be pretty proud to be representing your college, and it's just it's a really, really good way to get involved and make friends as well.
So now that we've heard from some of the students who played team sports, what's it like for those students playing individual sports?
My name is Alice O'Sullivan. I'm 18 years old. I'm turning 19 this July. I've just completed my first year at the University of Limerick. I'm from Limerick, and I studied and did my Leaving Cert in Castletroy College. My hobbies include most kinds of sports, really. I played basketball in school and did a bit of athletics for school as well, but my main interest would be definitely athletics. For my first year, I was studying nursing, general nursing, and I've taken up athletics with UL. UL is a really big college, and I knew there was loads of clubs and societies, and the facilities are really good and the campus is really big. Straight away, when you join a club or society, especially in university, you immediately like have a massive group of friends and people who are interested in the same thing as you. It's a really good way to meet new people, and there's not peer pressure in an environment that you have to drink or anything like that. It's just really fun, and everyone's outgoing, friendly, and I'm living at home still, so I found that because I didn't move on to campus and immediately make 5 or 6 friends from living with people, like housemates or whatever, that it was really good to join the club, to join athletics, because straight away I had a massive group of friends without living on campus. You'd have training kind of Monday to Friday every day, just apart from Thursdays usually, and that was on Saturday as well, but a lot of people went home at the weekend, so not everyone went that, but so it was like 5 days a week. Out of the 5 sessions, you do 2 weight sessions and 2 running sessions and 1 circuit session. So the running sessions would, depending on the event you had, you'd do either sprints or long distance or jumps or throws or something like that. Weights was kind of difficult because I'd never done them before with my junior club, but there was always loads of people to help you out, and you'd learn fairly quickly like how to get the hang of it. And the circuit sessions would just be a lot of fitness, and they'd be a lot of fun too, because the athletics club kind of left this session open to everybody, even if they weren't competing with athletics. It was just kind of more a fitness thing, so it was good fun like that. Training doesn't take up too much time. I mean, it's a couple of hours every day, but if you balance your time well, you'll be fine. And with college, it's just keeping on top of things. It's not any great amount of work. Like, it's just keep at it and you'll be fine. Like, I found the balance between playing sports, socialising and college very easy to handle. It was just a matter of being organised. But as part of my course requirement for nursing, I had to do 2 blocks of 4 weeks placement, one before Christmas and one after Christmas. And because it was, because we went from having a few hours of lectures every day to having a full day's work, I found it was particularly difficult for the first couple of days, just in regards to being very tired. But for one day every week, we had to work a 12-hour shift, which we didn't finish until about 8:30. So I'd always have to miss training one day a week, which was a little bit frustrating, but it was fine since it was only one day a week, and you managed to make every other training. I found it was very beneficial after the day of work to come in and to go out train and de-stress yourself. I found it that it was a great outlet. The training got very quiet around exam times usually, because people would be kind of using the evenings to get the last bit in, but I think if you make an early start every day, you can definitely make time for training, and it's usually fine. Like, just if you keep organised, it's able to work very well. The competition is a lot different to underage competition in that, like, you could have international athletes that happen to still be in college, so it's definitely, like, the standard is really increased. But it's always great fun, and no one puts any great pressure on you to win, but just to take part. And with the Athletics Club, it was all about making up a team and just going for it, entering. And they always encourage people to try new things. Like, I was doing multi-events for the year that I'd never done before, so that's pentathlon, so that's long jump, high jump, shot put, 400 metres, 800 metres, and hurdles. So I hadn't tried a couple of those before, but the Athletics Club really, they just encouraged me. And some of the athletes as well, they'd be coaches too, so you could just go along and do some extra training sessions if you wanted, and it was really easy going, and it was easy to get along with everyone. Definitely there was a great social aspect. You just met so many people straight away, and keeping fit was another big thing. And it's kind of a thing, once you start training kind of regularly for a certain event, and if you're enjoying it, you kind of get a little bit addicted to it. You know, you'd look forward to training every day, even though sometimes, you know, it's going to be tough. You mightn't enjoy it while you're there, but you enjoy, when you look back on it, you've really enjoyed the session, and you know you've kind of benefited from, like, physically, and just had a really good time as well. Around exam time, I think it's a really big deal to get out. Even if you're just going out to go for a walk, it can really help you, just help whatever you've learned settle in and just help you make room for more. And with training, it was definitely a good excuse to get out of the house, because you knew everyone else was going as well, and that it wasn't, it was kind of there's another group of people there, so it kind of pushes you to join in, and it's not, you wouldn't be making excuses for yourself that you have to spend the whole night studying. You know, there's another reason to get out of the house, so it's good like that. For incoming first years, I would definitely advise them to get involved in a club or society, anything at all, because straight away you've got this huge group of new friends and people sharing your own interest. And at the clubs and societies open night in college, it's just around maybe it's freshers week or week one or two, but you just go down and it's a couple of you all to join each club. But I mean, you can join as many as you like, and you might have time to do them all, but there's every kind of sport you can imagine. There's athletics and rowing and American football, and then there's the societies, there's, you know, political parties like Young Fianna Gael, and there's photography and everything like that. So I mean, if you pick like a sport and a society as well, like, you'd really, really like enjoy it. Like, it's, you'll definitely occupy your evenings with it. Like, and there's never any pressure to make training every single day or attend every single meeting, but like, you'll end up that you want it. Like, it's not that it's eating into your spare time, it is your spare time, so you'll enjoy it. Like,
not all students play sports. We spoke to one student who decided not to get involved.
My name's Ronan Gilbride, and I'm a first year here in Mary Immaculate College. Well, at home, I usually play Gaelic games, football, hurling, as well as soccer.
What do you know about sports in your college?
I know quite a bit, actually. I know there's a multitude of sports, clubs and societies. There's the football and hurling and soccer, and they all pretty much play out of the Telton down there, and it's a great way of getting to know people and everything, and there's a very good setup, good coaches and everything.
Do you play any sports in college?
I didn't actually play any sports in first year. It was just, I was kind of lazy at the start of the year, and I just never really got into it. And it was sort of intimidating as well, because you see all these fellas coming in from all over the country, and they've all been playing county football since they were under 12s or whatever, and it's just, it can be very intimidating, and you'd get the impression you wouldn't get a look in. I probably would have gotten involved in some sports teams, starting off just to see what it was like, because at the end of the year now I feel it probably would have been easier than I had thought. I think I might have overestimated the amount of people or the quality of the players in the teams.
Do you think college life in first year would have been different if you'd played sport?
I think it probably would have been. I would have broadened my friendships a lot earlier in the year. I would have gotten to know more people and probably would have been more comfortable. Not that I was uncomfortable or anything at the start of the year, but I think the more people you know, the better you get on.
Do you think participating in college sports can help with the transition from school to university?
I do, yeah. I think it can help a lot because it's a great linking point between secondary school and university. It's probably a bit easier when you're in school because it's smaller. There'd be less people vying for places on teams and everything. But it's a great way of getting to know people, of sort of settling in. If you have something in common in them with other people in college, such as, you know, playing football or something, it can be a great way to make friends.
Do you feel a balance between education and sport is realistic?
I do. I think it's some people might find it difficult, but in college as compared to secondary school, there'd be less hours, considerably less hours in a lot of courses, so it would be easier to strike a balance between education and sport in that regard.
So there you have it. Sport in college does seem to be beneficial to students coming into first year. It's not only healthy, but also helps students meet new people and have some fun. So next time you have a spare evening, why not pop down to the college gym or sports field and see if you can get involved. This is Tall John, and this has been First Years and Sport.
Wired FM would like to thank everybody who is involved in the making of Sideline Times. This documentary was produced by Wired FM in conjunction with the Broadcasting Commission of Ireland Sound and Vision Funding Scheme.